Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode number 593. King Arthur, the Sandman, and the Fonz. So it's New Year's Day here, first day of 2023, and everybody's focused on resolutions and things like that. I even talked about it during my previous episode that I put out last night. But the thing I wanted to talk about today is when we're chasing these dreams, these things we want to do, and it feels like it's not working. And, you know, we can talk about fitness, we can talk about any of those areas, but I think the quickest way for us to get into it is just to choose one topic, and then maybe we can derive the similarities in whatever thing we're doing. So I want to talk about somebody who is in the act of creating and putting out a book. Now, for those of you who have put out a book or know someone who did, you know, people seem to kind of think it's this glorious thing. You put out a book and it's, you know, it's great. It's this awesome feeling of accomplishment. The reality is it's terrifying and kind of heartbreaking. The reason is you pour all of this work, all of your heart, all of your soul, sweat equity, your thoughts, everything into this product. And then you put it out, and instead of feeling this immediate sense of relief or accomplishment, it's more like you feel abject horror because you realize that you misspelled your name on the front cover or something. I mean, it really is a very vulnerable kind of position to be in. And so this story today that I'm going to tell you, it's just a short one, starts with a new author, a debut author who is going through this for the first time, named Chelsea Banning. And she writes Arthurian kind of legendary fiction. This is what her whole thing is about. And so she wrote this book and she put it out, self-published, and she finally got a bookstore to agree to do a signing. So she was really excited. It's a launch weekend. So she goes on Facebook, creates a Facebook group, a Facebook event, and sends it out to people. And she gets 37 people responding that they're going to show up. So she thinks, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to have a book signing, and it's going to be an awesome launch. She gets there, and two people show up. So, you know, she's disappointed, but she did a thing that I generally wouldn't do. But she went on Twitter and said, only two people came to my author signing yesterday, so I was pretty bummed about it, especially as 37 people responded going to the event. Kind of upset, honestly, and a little embarrassed. I think we can all agree and all kind of commiserate with that sort of experience, right? That we think something or people are going to show up for us, and they ultimately just don't. But then something interesting happened, and I found this really heartwarming. Linwood Barclay, who is a well-known author, responded. And he said, I once sat outside of a mall bookshop for a signing. No one stopped until the very end, when an old guy paused, looked at me, looked at the books, looked at me, approached and asked, do they sell flags here? Which I think is a fantastic anecdote because that sounds more like the book releasing that I know. But he wasn't the only author who responded to Chelsea. More and more started coming in, including Margaret Atwood. She said, join the club. I did a signing to which nobody came, except a guy who wanted to buy some scotch tape and thought I was the help. That's a pretty good one. Neil Gaiman responded, Terry Pratchett and I did a signing in Manhattan for Good Omens that nobody came to at all. So you're two up on us. And then, of course, Stephen King. At my first Salem's Lot signing, I had one customer, some fat kid who said, hey, bud, do you know where there's some Nazi books? Which, I mean, I'm sure it's true, but it sure sounds like And he's not the only author who jumped in on this. Not long after, Margaret Atwood responded. She said, join the club. I did a signing to which nobody came, except a guy who wanted to buy some scotch tape and thought I was the help. Which is absolutely fantastic. Then Neil Gaiman responded, "Terry Pratchett and I did a signing in Manhattan for Good Omens that nobody came to at all. So you're a tour up, you're a two up on us." And then Stephen King said, "At my first Salem's Lot signing, I had one customer, a fat kid who said, 'Hey, bud, do you know where there's some Nazi books?' Which, I'm sure it's true, but it sure sounded like a Stephen King character. The truth, according to Stephen King." I think what this is all really highlighting is that the authors, and of course they're in different positions than she is, but that we've all dealt with these things, probably consistently deal with these things as we go through our career. One of the most valuable things for me was to get some pieces of software and start to understand the Amazon ranking lists and being able to understand how many books are being sold per week. And it's not as much as you'd think for these large authors. So it also means there's a lot of battle to be able to even sell that amount. But everybody's having to kind of work this the system, work the industry, and work the market. That's really what it is. Now, you know, the reason I bring up this story is, one, it's kind of heartwarming as well, but two, it kind of connects us to the reality of what the fight is of whatever we're pursuing, whether it's writing a book or fitness or doing music, trying to put music out into the world, any of those things. When we think that the fight shouldn't be there, when we think the fight is a problem, when we think that these ups and downs aren't natural, we can start getting into that victim mindset, the mindset of the person who has not accomplished these things or that cannot not accomplish these things. And that starts to erode at our ability to actually execute and do them. So it's important that we always keep the end in mind. And when they say act as if, it doesn't mean pretend and lie about it. It just means keeping the energy, your internal space, in that same positive flow that you'll have once you've achieved this goal. It makes it much more likely. So the best thing to do is to continue to push forward. Now, for some happy news, the book that we were talking about here, Chelsea Banning's book, which is called Of Crowns and Legends, suddenly skyrocketed in Amazon, and she's been doing very, very well. She's done many interviews at this point, and she has now been reached out to by publishers, and it's safe to say her career is off to a wonderful start. But I haven't forgotten about the Fonz part of the title. So Henry Winkler, the actor who played the Fonz on Happy Days, also chimed in and offered his support. But then my favorite one was another person who chimed in, which was Flava Flav. The imitable Flava Flav, who came in and responded to her by saying, "Here to hype up your next signing." That's absolutely amazing. So just keep this in mind. If you've made it this far into the episode, that, you know, the ups and downs happen. That's part of it. It's not a problem. It's not something to fight against. And you're definitely not above it. It's something we all deal with. So, best of luck to Chelsea Banning. It's very sweet of all those other authors to reach out and tell the truth. And hopefully this story kind of helps you with whatever you're looking at doing in this year. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. I will see you tomorrow. If you want to find out more about me, you can find me at michaelamadei.com or on social media. Just look up Michael Amadei. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. I'll talk to you tomorrow.